the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections attempt to assassinate Mumia Abu-Jamal by Kerry Shakabuna Marshall. Many people may question the government attempt to murder political prisoner Mumia Abu-Jamal while in prison, but such people just aren't familiar with the history of the United States government's assassination of its political prisoners. In regards to Mumia, we have a suspect, the United States government. We also have a motive. The government already gave Mumia a death sentence but was unable to carry it through judicial means. So now they are seeking his death through extrajudicial means, through his assassination in prison. Why not the assassination of Mumia while in prison, since the Department of Corrections is a government agency with a plethora of racist-minded prison officials who wish to see Mumia dead? And he is in a controlled setting where prison officials can murder Mumia by medical neglect, by prisoner assault, or by an alleged escape attempt. This is not conspiracy fantasies. This is real. And America's assassinations or attempted assassinations of their political prisoners are real, especially if they feel as though the political prisoner still represents a threat to them. Take, for instance, political prisoner Russell Maroon Schultz. In 2008, while at the state's Supermax SEI Green in Waynesburg, Pennsylvania, Maroon fell severely ill as his health drastically failed him. He sought medical care but was routinely denied treatment. Maroon's lawyers petitioned the court for medical treatment. Upon review of his medical files, Maroon's private doctor found that the prison medical staff had diagnosed him with cancer 8 years prior, yet never informed him nor provided him with any medical treatment. This left Maroon at death's door. Prison officials and medical staff conspired to kill Maroon through intentional medical neglect. A massive people's protest and civil action taken in the courts forced the Pennsylvania Department of Corrections to provide immediate medical care and treatment to Maroon. Isn't this the same thing that was done to Mumia? Let's not forget, on January 10, 2015, political prisoner Phil Africa, the MOVE organization's first minister of defense, died under suspicious circumstances at SEI Dallas in the prison's infirmary. And on March 13, 1998, political prisoner Merle Africa of MOVE organization also died under suspicious circumstances at the Woman State Prison SEI Muncie in the prison's infirmary. In 1978, political prisoner Leonard Peltier of the American Indian Movement Organization was nearly murdered in a FBI Federal Bureau of Prisons prison escape assassination plot. In 1972, political prisoner George L. Jackson, field marshal of the Black Panther Party for self-defense, was assassinated during an alleged prison riot and escape in a FBI California prison official's assassination plot. Around 1971, Geronimo Jijaga Pratt, Minister of Defense of the Black Panther Party, was set up by California prison officials to be murdered in a cell by other prisoners. The prisoners that came to murder Geronimo in his prison cell canceled the hit once they realized who he was. They refused to be the tools of the state to assassinate him. The plot to kill Mumia Abu-Jamal through extrajudicial means is real. The pigs knew about our brother Mumia's hepatitis C infection and anemia since 2012, yet provided him no medical treatment. Despite their foreknowledge of Mumia's diagnosis and his drastically deteriorating health, the prison officials continue to withhold medical treatment, knowing full well that withholding medical treatment is murder. The forces in the state of Pennsylvania and other enemies want Mumia dead, and they intend on killing him with medical abuse, torture, and neglect, and place the blame on the healthcare service provider. Let's prevent the forces of evil from assassinating our brother Mumia. Get involved. From the belly of the beast, this is Shaka Boner. Thank you for listening.
These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.